Hey, this is Joey Vera from Armored Saint and Fate's Warning, and you're listening to 99.1 CGEM.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
All right, Dan Boatman is a sales manager for IK Multimedia. IK is an international music software company founded in 1996. They develop a new generation of music software designed to revolutionize the way people compose and play music. Dan's here today to bring us up to speed on this technology and explain its uses in today's music production and, of course, tell us more about IK Multimedia. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Maybe we can start by you telling us a little bit about IK Multimedia, the company, its history.
Sure. IK was actually founded in 1996 in Modena, Italy, which if you're not familiar with it, that's kind of the Detroit of Italy. It's where cars like Maserati and Lamborghini and Ferrari are all based. So it's a cool city with a great history of kind of technical innovation and also craftsmanship. So we were founded there in 1996 with the idea of creating kind of a new series of music creation tools, on the computer. This was, very much in the beginning of this whole idea of making music on your computer. They were really just getting fast enough and capable of doing this. So it was kind of an experimental company, just the idea of, creating different tools, seeing where the technology would grow and mature and what was possible. We've never really looked back. It's been a really fun ride and a great series of fascinating and cool products. But
what about some of the awards and stuff that IK's won?
Well, we've won quite a few awards over the years. It's kind of a benefit of what we do. IK's motto is musicians first. Uh-huh. So we try very hard to be kind of new and innovative and be kind of the first to do a lot of things. So, our first probably very well-known product would be a product called T-Rax. And what that actually is a product that recreates famous studio gear, famous analog studio gear, which can run, as much as $30,000 or $40,000. Well, it recreates it in software, so all of a sudden you can get all of that processing or all of that sound for pennies on the dollar. So that was pretty revolutionary, and that certainly did get a lot of people's attention. It was the first kind of analog modeled mixing and mastering system, and so that was very innovative. And then we actually applied that technology to guitar amps, and that became our very, very award-winning Amplitude line, right, which you'll probably hear quite a bit about more. But that's kind of become our calling card and our signature. We were really at the forefront of kind of creating that digital modeling technology, and it's become kind of our calling card of just really, 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 really great, accurate, detailed models. So, we don't necessarily try to create, things that don't exist in the real world. We just try to really get at the heart of the actual gear and deliver a model that just sounds exactly like it.
Right. We'll talk more about that technology and some of that gear. Actually, if you can kind of explain, maybe for some listeners who might not be that well versed in this technology, what plugins are and software modeling?
Well, plugins really came into play in the earlier stages of the recording market, the computer recording market's growth, because you had these recording software. We call them digital audio workstations, or DAWs. They were very cool, and at the time they were, as the technology matured, they obviously allowed you to do more, but a lot of people felt that there were features missing or things that they wished that they could do. And so a lot of the companies collaborated with companies like ours to create kind of an open platform. So, the plugins that we make are basically extensions for popular recording software like Pro Tools and Logic And the idea is that you can just really dramatically expand your capability. So you can plug your guitar into your computer and you can record yourself playing, but if you don't have an amplifier, it's not going to sound like rock and roll. Well, what Amplitube does is basically enable you to play through, literally hundreds of different amplifiers with different effects and different microphones. And it's basically a virtual recording studio that you wouldn't otherwise have if you were just plugging your guitar in straight.
And as well, a recording studio that fits in your pocket, as we will get into a little later in the show. But
yeah,
tell us a little bit about the technology itself. Like, what goes into kind of maybe reproducing those sounds? Do you actually use the
sure.
actual gear, the actual amplifiers and things?
Yes. Everything that we model, we actually own. So we start with a physical copy. We analyze the schematics, but then we actually get right down onto the amplifier or the effect. We open it up. We measure, the actual components and how they differ from the schematics. We basically, the easiest way to explain it is we basically disassemble these amps and then we reassemble them in software. So instead of just having kind of one big block model, we have individual models of, okay, well, this is a tube, an analog tube, like a valve. Uh-huh. So we have a model that recreates what that does. This is a resistor. We have a model that recreates what that resistor does. So we literally kind of rebuild these things from the ground up, just piece by piece in software form. And then we have the real amp there. So we do very extensive A and B testing, and kind of the final stages are all tuned by ear, some of our team who've been doing this now for over a decade.
Are there things that have to be taken into consideration, such as rooms and cabinets and those little nuances and things like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's the actual amplifier itself. We also do model the cabinet. So we have the speakers, and we use a technique called impulse response modeling, which is actually that we take audio samples of the actual cabinet playing a variety of different sounds. Mm-hmm. And then we use a technology that actually it's called convolution, and basically uses those measurements that we've taken on the signal that you're actually playing, and it does a really tremendous, really realistic job of actually making it feel like you're really hearing it through that cabinet. And then we use the same technology for rooms, so that you can control the size of the room, you can move the microphones around in the room, and get a very, very lifelike performance.
When people are kind of manipulating the software, everything that they do, when they move a microphone, when they change a cabinet, when they change the variations in the sound, this is all stuff that you guys have actually recreated.
Yes, and it's all stuff that we've done and we've tested and we've tuned by ear to make sure that it sounds realistic. So it's certainly a process. I think doing one amp model or one pedal model can take up to and over a month. So, I mean,
wow.
It's not an easy process, but, our team has gotten good at it over the years.
Now, how about how this technology changes the way musicians work and how this changes things for home recording studios and things like that?
Sure. Well, it's a field leveler. I mean, the idea is, we occasionally get accused of saying, oh, well, you guys don't like real amplifiers. You want everyone to be playing on a computer. That's not true. We love amplifiers. Everyone in our company is a musician. Most of us have, at least one or two amps that we really love. But the reality of the situation is, what Amplitube lets you do is play through just hundreds of different amps and effects, combine them, if I don't like this Fender sound, I'm going to switch to a Marshall. If I don't like this Marshall sound, I'm going to switch to a Mason Boogie, in a way that you couldn't really ever do in the real world. And, if you added up all of the gear that we've modeled inside of Amplitube 3, it's at this point, it's well over $350,000. So, if you're mega rock star, on top of the world, platinum selling albums, you can afford to have a collection like that and a guy to sit there and wire everything for you. You can spend months in the recording studio, trying every possible combination. For 99.9% of the world, that's just not a possibility. So we kind of give you those same resources, at a much, much, much more reasonable price.
Sure. And another thing to consider is the size of the studio you'd need to house all that gear.
You'd need a building. We have a warehouse in our Italian office where we keep all of the stuff, and it's quite packed.
I
mean, physically it takes up a lot of space. Your electricity bill would be pretty tremendous, too.
I want to talk a little bit about the studio environment versus the live environment and maybe some considerations when using the software between those two environments.
I think in the studio, there's a focus more on, let's say, you know, extreme detail. You know, if you're doing a recording, you want to be able to get the absolute best possible quality signal. You want to be able to be creative and experiment with lots of different combinations very quickly so that you can be thinking about the music, really, and not thinking about the software. In the live realm, you know, obviously there's a bit more of a premium on just reliability. You know, you want to make sure that what if you're playing through is going to just work every time. And so, you know, obviously we do very well in the studio, but we do have some artists who actually really enjoy using our stuff on stage. We make a live solution called Stomp.io, which basically allows you to, it's basically a virtual pedal board, but for to connect to a computer. So, for instance, we have people who tour with that and like a little Mac Mini, and so the Stomp.io lets them basically just change all of their patches live. Obviously, they can connect into an amplifier or into the PA there at the hall that they're playing in. Mm-hmm. And it's just the great thing that they really love about it is that they know that every single night it's going to sound exactly the same. Everything's going to turn on. Everything's going to work. They don't have to worry about blown tubes or a fuse going out or something like that. And we actually, one of our biggest touring artists is actually Stefan Lessard of the Dave Matthews Band. He's the bass player for Dave Matthews, and he actually tours with the Amplitude software, the Stomp.io controller, and a Mac Mini. And that's his A rig. So that's the rig. If you go see them live, that's what he's using live on stage. And he's toured the world with it. And he says he really loves the fact that he's able to get the sound of all of these vintage amps that he owns without having to worry about reliability, without having to worry about them getting stolen or something like that. So for the live player, different considerations, but there's still a lot of value.
The sound that you get in the studio, you could obtain for your live rig as well. So
absolutely. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about some of this hardware. Actually, you mentioned Stomp.io, and then there's the Stealth plug and the Stealth pedal as well. Tell us a little bit about this gear.
You know, they're really pretty simple answers to a pretty common question, which is, you know, we get asked a lot. So I love, you know, the software looks amazing. I really want to check it out. But how do I plug my guitar into my computer? And so we created a product several years ago called the Stealth Plug, which is literally just it's about a 12-foot cable, and on one end is a guitar jack to plug into your guitar, and on the other end is a USB cable, and then there's a volume knob, and there's a spot to connect headphones. So it's just absolutely stupid simple. You just plug in, you plug in, you open up the software, and you're going.
Right.
So that was, you know, very popular, but obviously we talked a little bit about the live use. We talked a little bit about it, Amplitude not just having amplifiers, it also has a lot of guitar pedals. And so, you know, there are types of pedals that guitar players usually use their feet to control, like a wah pedal. You know, Jimi Hendrix playing the wah with his foot. That's sure. A pretty famous sound. You hear it a lot of rock and roll records. And the issue was, as a guitar player, you couldn't really do that well in Amplitude because you had both hands on the guitar. You didn't have a third hand free to move a pedal with the mouse. So we created a product called Stealth Pedal. And what that is basically an improved audio interface, so a better quality input for your guitar, better quality output. But we basically put it in a wah pedal housing. So on the top of it, it has a rocker that you can control with your foot. It's got some switches on it. And so that syncs up with Amplitude as kind of a controller. So you can play now with, you know, and control all of the different parameters of the software from your feet, just as if it was the real gear.
The actual software that's being controlled, of course, you talked a little bit about Amplitude and the Fender stuff, and of course Jimi Hendrix. But you guys are you have some officially licensed gear.
We do. We've been doing this for 10 years, so we've begun to kind of develop a good reputation in the industry for doing really high quality work. So we were actually approached by Ampeg, which is a very very famous, very legendary bass amp company. Sure. And they said, we're seeing this new kind of emerging software market, and we'd like to get into that, but we don't have the technical background. You know, we we hear that you guys are the guys to talk to. So we collaborated with them on a project called Ampeg SVX, which was the first officially licensed modeling software. And basically what that means is that we did what we normally do to their amps, but we had the extra step of then submitting our models back to Ampeg for their engineers to evaluate. So we had our best guys listen until we thought that we had it right, and then we sent it to them to put through its paces themselves, and they obviously came back with some feedback. And it was just a, it was really a tremendous learning experience because, you know, we know what we do, but to be able to talk to and better understand what the actual amp designers do just was kind of eye-opening for us and helped us a lot. And based on the success of that product and based on the the work that they helped us do in improving our modeling and also certainly in kind of getting this out there, we actually wound up being able to partner with Fender, which obviously is you know a super legendary name in the business. Right. So we collaborated with them for Amplitube Fender, which again is the same idea. It was Amplitube specifically focused on classic Fender gear like the 57 Champ or the 65 Deluxe Reverb, just tons and tons of really famous and great amps. Again, we did the whole process there where they sent us the stuff, we modeled it, we sent it back to them, they put it on the workbench, here's the software, here's the amp, do they match up in every way? No, send it back to IK. And that process actually went on for about 2 years, so it was a pretty exhaustive process, but at the end of it, it was just very successful, and it kind of opened the floodgates for a lot of other companies who said, okay, well, if Ampeg and Fender respect these guys and trust these guys, then we want to be a part of it too. So we've since been able to open up other partnerships with companies like Soldano and T-Rex Pedals and Seymour Duncan Pedals, Jet City Amplifiers, so just a huge range. And what's funny is what we found was that we now had so many different partnerships in so many different groups that it was just really becoming confusing for the customer. There were just a lot of different products, and generally speaking, if you're doing this stuff, you don't want to have 8 or 9 different software. You just want one. You want everything in one. So we created what we call the Amplitube Custom Shop, which is just a new version of Amplitube. It's free for anyone to download if they go to our website. But from within that, you get access to kind of a basic set of gear, and then you can go online and just try and purchase any of the gear that we make a la carte. So it's almost become kind of the iTunes of guitar amps. You hit the try button, you get to play it for a couple of hours. If you like it, you hit the buy button, it's yours. And it's just the feedback there has been really tremendous and really fun because as a guitar player, you just pop in, there's a million different things for you to choose from. You only buy what you want. You're not paying for any amps that are filler that you're never going to use. And as new gear is modeled, it just appears in there and you have more choices every day.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out who uses the IK software amps and so forth and find out more about this this technology and the different things that you guys have. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking To Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking To Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
All right, we're back. You're listening to You Talking To Me. I'm Big JD. I have Dan Boatman with me today from IK Multimedia. This is something you got into a little bit before the break. That was purchasing apps and things like that. The mobile devices and things, that changed everything. I mean, with your iRig stuff and everything and the mobile software.
Sure. No, that's been really exciting for us. Obviously for years we've had the Amplitube software running on the Mac and PC, but then when the iPhone came out, we took a good hard look at it and we said, it's so similar to the Mac operating system. We think that we can do this. We're going to give this a try. So in June of 2000 and 2010, we released Amplitube iRig, which was basically a guitar to iPhone adapter, or guitar to iOS device, because it works with the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. And then we released our Amplitube app into the iTunes store. Obviously a little bit stripped down from the full Amplitube 3, just because we are running on a phone. But still, you know, all of the core features intact, you know, lots of different amps, lots of different pedals, microphones. There's a recorder, so you can actually, you know, write songs and record riffs and stuff like that. And the reception was just tremendous. I mean, I think it, you know, I don't know if it was a gadget factor or a cool factor, but it just really resonated with people. And it really resonated with Apple. The support that we got from Apple was really tremendous. You know, where things really kind of took off from us is they actually featured Amplitube in their holiday iPad commercial. So,
nice.
Yeah, we were obviously pretty excited about that. They don't necessarily give you advance warning about stuff like that. So I was actually watching the World Series, an ad for the iPad came on, and at the end of it, you know, it shows the Amplitube app, and then, you know, at the end of the commercial, the tagline was "iPad is electric." And I remember jumping up and running around my room, being like, "Oh my God!" You know.
Yeah.
So it was just the support that they've given us is really tremendous, and I think. You know, on a personal note, I think it's really cool. We were watching a keynote not too long after that where Steve Jobs was presenting something on his iPad. And he actually, at one point, he just showed the home screen of his iPad before he launched one of the apps. And we spotted the Amplitube logo there. So I think he actually may have had it on his personal iPad, which, you know, is really cool. You know, we're very grateful of the fact that people really seem to find this, you know, cool and enjoyable and accessible. And I think, you know, making it portable, making it so that you can put it in your pocket, making it so you can practice guitar anywhere. You can practice guitar, you can jam, you can record, you know, in a hotel room or on the school bus or whatever. I think it's really resonated. So it's been a tremendous, kind of run for us. And then just trying to broaden our product line and trying to, you know, continue to support these new mobile musicians with other innovative new products as well.
Sure. And you kind of moved into the iRig mic thing, whereby aiding vocalists and getting into their mobile devices, and then iRig MIDI, which is like pretty much the latest mobile thing from you guys, right?
Yeah. It's really about trying to, you know, complete the circle. I mean, we are a technology company, but we don't want you, the musician, to be dealing with technology. You have better things to do. You have songs to write. You have gigs to play. So, you know, what we really wanted to do was kind of broaden the range so that somebody could do everything that they would want to do musically on their phone. So obviously, you know, you have a singer-songwriter, they're able to lay down all these really great guitar tracks, but then, you know, there's no way to lay down vocals. So we came out with iRig Mic and the Vocal Live solution, which is basically a vocal multi-effects processor, kind of like Amplitube is for guitar. And the idea is, okay, well now, you know, with one device, you can play guitar, you can sing. And then obviously, you know, there's a lot of other music apps coming out, you know, for piano players. So I'm sure you've seen, you know, iPad pictures where there's like a little piano on the screen, but if you're a piano player or a keyboard player, you realize that's not much fun. You're used to having physical keys. So we created iRig MIDI, which is basically iRig for keyboards. So if you have a digital keyboard or a digital piano that has a MIDI output, which is a pretty standard output, the MIDI format's been around for 20 years. Sure. You're able to just plug that right into iRig MIDI and control, you know, our apps. We have a great sample playback app called Sample Tank, but obviously, it works with GarageBand. It works with some really cool products from, you know, companies like Moog. Moog put out their Animoog app, which was very successful because, you know, again, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 analog synthesizer, what's in your pocket. My personal favorite would probably be the CMI Fairlight app, which is probably dating myself, but the Fairlight was a very, very expensive but very, very cool synthesizer from the 80s. And the idea that, you know, it, in 1984, it was, you know, it cost $300,000. Now I can have it in my pocket for 10 bucks.
Right.
I think, you know, that speaks to a lot of people, but now with iRigMidi, you can take advantage of all of those apps, but with real keys, not just kind of tapping on the surface of your phone. So it, it just makes that technology so much more fun to work with.
And you've basically mentioned this, that what you guys have done for musicians, not having to concentrate so much on the technical aspect of it, but just to be able to make music. And with that, you know, you mentioned being able to record on these mobile devices as well. And you actually have some other gear or some software, rather, I guess, a Groovemaker that you can actually put drums in as well for your recordings and things like that, right?
Groovemaker was actually our very first product back in 1996. And we updated it through the years, but yeah, as we got into the 2000s, you know, our focus kind of faded on that. And when we decided to really look at the mobile platform, you know, Groovemaker was kind of the natural choice, just because it was a little bit older, which really only just meant that it was an easier port CPU wise. We didn't have to work quite so hard to figure out, okay, what features can we afford or not. And, right. And ironically, it, it translated really well. It actually works better as an app than I think it did as PC software, because you have that great feel. And so what Groovemaker allows you to do is basically mix 8 different tracks of audio in real time. So, you basically create, you know, whole songs or whole grooves anyway by selecting, okay, this is going to be my bass line, this is going to be my drum pattern, I want a keyboard playing this loop, I want this sound effect here, and then you kind of mix it all together, and you can create these multi-track sessions, and then you can save them and export them back to your computer, or actually save them and then, you know, transfer them into Amplitude if you want to jam over it. So it's right. It's really cool. You know, we have a range of styles, you know, a range of different packs and different styles. So if you're into, you know, hip hop or electronic or techno or, you know, all different kinds of stuff, there's apps that you can, you know, that you can download and kind of create songs. So, you know, really we're trying to cover all of the bases of music creation. So whether you're kind of more of an electronic focus or whether you're a guitar player or a singer or a keyboard player, we want to make sure that there's something for you to kind of be able to take part of this, this growing market.
And as if all that's not enough, you guys come up with these other hardware devices to actually make sure that you, you can keep these mobile devices right where you need them when you're working with them, like your iClip and iClip Mini. These things are fantastic. I use them all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you. No, I mean, iClip is a simple solution, but I think it kind of highlights the use of the iPad that is just naturally there. You know, so basically iClip lets you, the product is called iClip. It lets you mount your iPad, to a music stand or to a, microphone stand so that you can use it for sheet music. You can use it for lyrics or chord charts or karaoke, or if you want, you know, if you want to use it for presentations.
I have this thing sitting in front of me,
sure.
My iPad, my lyrics are in front of me all the time. I've even taken it on stage for that purpose. I'm sorry to say, but it's amazing, man. It's very, very cool. Good stuff.
You know, again, sometimes the simple ideas are the best ones. I mean, you know, basically we create all these really cool music apps. You want to go live with it, you know, but if you knock your iPad over, you're out $500. So,
oh yeah.
We wanted to make sure you could do that in a sane and responsible way.
Great. And where can people find IK on the web?
Our website is www.ikmultimedia.com.
All right, great. Really appreciate you being on the show, Dan.
Oh, thanks for making the time. We love to talk about this stuff.
Well, software amps and instruments have definitely brought us to a whole new point in technological advancement. It's also paved a new way for many to learn music and understand it. If you're a musician, even if you're not, you'll certainly have fun with this technology. In some cases, you may be using it already on your computer or mobile device and not even realizing it. There are also many free apps out there to get you started. Be sure to check out the company that's at the forefront, really, of plugins and software amp modeling, ikmultimedia.com. This is You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.